You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
It's like garage rock.
After the departure of longtime lead guitarist Mickey Brandolino, the Toronto band Valley pressed the reset button, putting pen to paper immediately. That's Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden, the title track from the indie pop trio's new record. Lead singer Rob Laska says it was about tapping into the band's original energy, and it took a moment for it to click.
The challenge was just like, how can we make this sound like they're just listening to us in a room playing it? And I think we achieved it after six different versions of figuring it out.
Rob, along with drummer Kara James, stops by to talk about making Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden, plus live performances, including the song When You Know Someone.
I had been listening to The Killers that morning, and I really wanted to channel like the way that they can make something sound so like heroic.
It's Valley coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. It was a really interesting conversation with Rob and Kara. A lot of process and a lot of how you survive as a band when everything changes. That session just a few minutes away after Sheryl Crow. We'll be right back. Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. The Toronto band Valley pressed the reset button on their latest album, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. I'll jump back a moment. They started out in 2014, and the band featured Rob Laska, Kara James, and Alex Damaro. They'd seen success in recent years, including a Juno Award for Breakthrough Group of the Year in 2020. But at the start of 2024, longtime member Mickey Brandolino announced he was leaving the band. Instead of retreating, Valley used the opportunity to sort some things out in the studio. Alongside their friend and producer Chase Lawrence of the band Coin, Valley got back to capturing the upstart energy of their first recording sessions. Rob and Kara joined me to talk about the new record and how this experience taught them how to survive as a band. Our session gets underway with a performance of the title track. Here's Valley. Water the flowers, pray for a garden. Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Valley with a performance of Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. It's the title track and the song that opens the Toronto band's third studio album, and it comes on the heels of 2023's Lost in Translation. Rob Laska and Kara James of Valley are my guests. I am Kaleo. Rob, Kara, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, the live recording is great. But I know this was a song that you really worked on to get right. What was it about the title track that took a while to figure out?
basically in 2020, when the pandemic was happening, we just like shut down. We basically quarantined together, and we just got this house kind of in the middle of nowhere and just started kind of just writing and you know, working on things and just seeing what we could come up with, because the times were just weird. And the big challenge with that song was finding a way for Chase was really pushing for us to find a way to like lock in with like the one thing that no one can take away from us or knows how to do, which is like our pocket and our spirit of playing instruments together. He really wanted to capture like the essence of when the record starts, when that snare hits, it's like Valley in a room playing their instruments. And that took a while to figure out, but like the sixth time, the last day before we left the cabin, Chase was like, screw this, just pick up all your instruments. We're setting up some mics, and we did it live off the floor. And that ended up being the take. The challenge was just like, how can we make this sound like they're just listening to us in a room playing it? And I think we achieved it after six different versions of figuring it out. But
I'd say, and sometimes it takes a while to find that destination. You got to explore all the options. Kara, do you have a good sense of when it's time to finish a song, like when a song is ready to be done?
Yeah, I feel like it's something that we all are pretty like in tune with together. We kind of just know. It's, I don't know, you know when you've said everything and you've put every idea that you want down. And then sometimes it's overkill too, and you have to like kind of scale it back and like, sure, go through the stems and be like, we don't need this, we don't need that. But yeah, like that's all just like manicuring. But yeah, when the song is like written and like the ideas are there, like you should probably put the paintbrush down, or else you're just kind of, now you're capturing fluff. And I feel like what we're trying not to do is capture too much fluff.
Yeah, you definitely lose the feel. Very well said. And I'm going to steal manicuring, because that is an excellent term for paring down a song. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Robin Kara of Valley. The new album is called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. To really talk about this record, it's helpful to get a sense of what's happened over the last year with Valley. And we're taping this right now in November of 2024. If it's okay with you, I'd like to revisit where the band was at 12 months ago, you know, finishing up supporting Lost in Translation. How are the vibes? How is the band feeling?
Heavy question.
Yeah, definitely like our wings were trimmed a little bit, like, to be honest. And there's a lot of, I think everyone was feeling a little bit deflated in their own way, you know?
I mean, November of last year was when we sort of lost our band member. So we were on a tour with Dermot Kennedy, or we had just wrapped it up by this point last year. And yeah, we basically like told our former bandmate, we said, if you want to take some time, like, please, like, you should just like, you know, have like a bit of like a reset. And he didn't end up coming back. But yeah, November was when we stopped, kind of like, you know, we started working as a three piece. So yeah, a lot has changed since last November. It's actually crazy.
So it provided us a lot of perspective, and it also allowed us to realize, okay, we've turned over a lot of stones as a band. We've walked down a lot of paths. If we want this to be a career and sustain for the rest of time that we're on this beautiful planet, then we have to really figure out what's going to be the nutrients and the vitamins that the band needs to make that work. And that came down to us being like, okay, we're never going to make an album when we don't have something to say. We're never going to put out music if we don't have something to say. The whole reason this album felt like a return for us in a way is because it was the first time in a long time, like, people, like, we weren't thrown in a room being like, you need to make an album, because that's what you do. You tour and then you make an album. It was the first time where people went, oh, like, this is a really, like, Mickey just left. You guys are in a really sensitive time. If you want to make something, go. But like, we're like, no, we need to. Like, this is the first time where we need to make something, not want to.
Yeah. So You know, and talking about Mickey Brandolino, who left the band to pursue music production, you know, I know it can't be easy. Your friend, your creative partner, your touring buddy for a decade. And it sounds like the studio was the place, or writing and recording and creating was the best way to process this for you. Is that fair to say, or was there other processing that needed to happen first before you were comfortable and ready to go into the studio?
I think you got to strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah, I think if we murmured in that kind of zone more, we would probably talk ourselves out of it. And we almost did. Like, there were times where, like, we would get on early calls with Chase and he would be like, you know, I'm just checking in, making sure you guys still want, like, we're doing this. And, you know, there's harder days where we needed to hear that from him of like, no, we're going to go and make something meaningful, whether people love it or hate it. I just want you guys to leave that month at the cabin with something that, you know, you've put a language to the way you feel, like you've really laid it out and taken ownership of how you feel. That was the only goal.
You're listening to World Cafe. We're talking with Kara James and Rob Laska of Valley. The new album is called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. It's available now. Much more to talk about with making the album and some of the themes behind it coming up. But first, want to get to the song When You Know Someone. It was co-written by Trent Dabbs, who's written for Kacey Musgraves and Ingrid Michaelson. I think there is something so beautiful about having a person with an outsider's perspective help with such a personal song. Did his presence help unlock something with this that you might not have been able to see yourself?
Yeah, Trent is just a really awesome. He's an amazing person. And I think he's just like, he's a dad, but he's like, has this spirit of like an 8-year-old in the best way. Like, he's just so, he's so playful. He's so youthful. Like, we connected with him right away. And I think Trent started to write some lyrics and started to write some melodies for When You Know Someone. And like, we were writing a different song. And at the end of that session, he was kind of just like humming this thing. And I was like, what is that? I was like, that sounds so like a killer song. And I had been listening to The Killers that morning. And I really wanted to channel like the way that they can make something sound so like heroic. I think When You Know Someone is also my favorite song on the album, because like, it's just like, it encapsulates what we would identify with most for like a sonic world. And lyrically, it's very specific, but can also be something that can work for other people and their narratives and their lives. And then it's also just this like epic like song, and like, we love a good like fist in the air kind of anthemic banger. And like, yeah, I just like, I don't know, the song was kind of this like pivotal moment on the album, in the album writing phase, that it was the first time that we were willing to switch this like general narrative of like love and loss and whatever into this, okay, let's be specific. We can be specific. It's okay to be specific. And yeah, I think so. It's an important song to us, and the fans love it. We've been playing it live, and it's like the one song where I can see people literally crying about, and I'm just like, whoa, wow. This means something.
Wow. Let's take a listen to Valley, recorded live for World Cafe. This is When You Know Someone.
Thinking of
recorded live for World Cafe. It is Valley, the song When You Know Someone. Definitely getting a little bit of Killers When You Were Young vibes from that. Coming up, more with Rob and Kara of Valley, talking about their album, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden, and more live performances when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. I am Kaleo, in the middle of our session with Valley, the Toronto indie pop band whose latest record is called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. We have more conversation with Rob and Kara from the band, but first, here is another live performance. This is A Little More. It's Valley on World Cafe.
I'm an angel in the dark. I've been around the world with an arrow through my heart. I spent some wishes on the stars. Made me come around, go right back to the start. Gotta pull myself together, baby. Feeling like a broken record lately. I'm an angel in the dark. Hey, it's a losing game when you're winning like a fraud. It's like every time I walk away. A little more.
World Cafe. It's a live recording of Valley. The song is A Little More. It's from their third studio album, which is available now, called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. Kara James and Rob Laska of Valley are my guests. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. You know, as we've talked a little bit about it, this is a heart on your sleeve kind of record. And, you know, there are a lot of themes that came out of this album. I kind of want to dial in. What was something this record had to say for you?
I mean, A Little More is a really good segue to that point, because I do think the one thing that we never talked about on past records that we tried to talk about is like why we haven't walked out the door yet. Like, because there's a lot of like, you know, for looking at our band compared, I mean, every band goes through its set of issues. Every artist's career is so not linear to the one next door. Like, but we've gone through a fair share of stuff, and that song is particularly special because it's the first time I think ever on a Valley record we've written a song about the band, like about us, about why every time I get out the door, like thinking I'm gonna walk away, like I just don't, because I can't. It's like it's innate. I think that's the beauty of being in a band. That is such a privilege. Like, we get to go through life and a career having people and each other to lean on. Like, it's such a special bond and friendship and an innately beautiful thing. And sometimes we forget how special it is and not to take it for granted. And like, I remember Chase writing that with us, being like, guys, like, look at each other. Like, we're writing, this is about you. This is about why we're still here 8 years later. Like, how sick is that? Like, you guys are so lucky. Some bands don't make it to here. Like, sure. you made it to here. You got through all this and like you made it. Like, that's so beautiful. So that's a song and something that we tapped into on this record that we've never done. And I think this was the record to do that after kind of losing a limb and losing somebody. Like, this, that was the time for us to sit down and say, we need to reflect on why we're still here. Yeah. The why is so important.
You're listening to World Cafe. We're talking with Rob and Kara of Valley. The new album is available now. It's called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. People are maybe wondering who Chase is. Chase Lawrence of the band Coin, who produced the record along with Valley. You know, you toured with him. You have a good relationship with him. Sounds like a real friend. Kara, you know, was it important to have someone in this environment who got you as a friend and maybe just didn't know you as a professional musician?
Very much so. I think that since the beginning of our band, we've always looked up to Coin. I remember telling our first manager, we were like, oh, just, should we message Coin like on Instagram and say hello? Like, Bailey, we just wanted to connect with them. And he was like, yeah, like, he's like, and then we did. And I don't think they saw our message, which is fine. Water under the bridge. No, I'm kidding. But like, our manager was like, don't worry, guys, like, he's like, I feel like you guys are going to be friends in the future. And so like, it's just one of those things that we've always kind of felt like we fit in that category. And yeah, it's like, you don't want to be each other, but you want to support each other. And it really just is a beautiful thing. And you don't necessarily want to put all your worth into being like someone else, because I think that's how artists, harsh word, but fail. But I think it's important to recognize the people around you that are doing something similar, and you can sort of use each other as like steps to kind of climb that ladder and just hold on to the connections that you have.
You're listening to World Cafe. We are talking with Valley about their new album, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. I want to close with a beautiful song, Papa. And something that has a different meaning for each of the band members. And I love it when three ideas can kind of come together, a song that sort of represents everyone. And you can find a different story in it, depending on where you look. Rob, I'll start with you. What does this song represent for you?
I think of like my mom and my parents when I sing that song, because it's, to me, it's this idea of like, I'm now grown up, and like, my parents have been these people that have like supported me for so long in this like tree we built together. And then you kind of fly away from your nest eventually, and you live a life, and you start a band, and you tour the world, and you come home and they're a little more gray and there's a few more wrinkles, and you're like, whoa, like, I forget that, like, I flew away to do this thing that, like, means the world to me. And, like, I can't come home as often. I don't see them as often. And, like, it's this idea that, like, I had to go, but it's in some way sweeter when I get to come home again and do see them. So I don't know. That song, usually on stage, I'm thinking about my parents when I'm playing it, and my mom specifically. It just feels, it hits home there for me. But,
yeah. What about you, Kara?
I mean, the song, like, I don't know if the band knew it at the time, but I was going through a breakup during the month that we were at this cabin. Bapa is one that really was resonating with me at the time when we were writing it, because it was about, like, a pretty, like, toxic dependent relationship. And, like, I was definitely in that situation of being, like, just, like, stuck in something that was not good for me, and having a really hard time leaving because I really cared about this person, and, like, I care about this person present tense. And, like, it's hard to leave a situation when you know that, like, somebody is really struggling. You don't want to abandon them and, like, contribute further to their wounds that already exist, but you also don't want that for yourself. Like, you can't, it's not your, like, thing to fight, you know, like, it's their story to write, it's their path they're on. But, like, it's also just, like, when you're anxiously attached to somebody, like, you will find yourself in their bed again. You know what I mean? Like, you will find yourself being the one to sacrifice your own needs for this person that gives you crumbs, literally. That's what it's about for me personally.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for sharing your perspective on the song. Let's listen to a live recording of Bapa, It's Valley, here on World Cafe.
Scared to know I'm
recorded live for World Cafe. It is Valley, a beautiful performance of Bop Bop. The song is from their latest studio album, which is available now. It's called Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. Rob, Kara, this was so much fun. Congratulations on the album. Thank you so much for being here. And come back and see us again soon, all right?
Would love to. Thank you so much. Yeah. Amazing conversation. It was so nice chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got it. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Thanks so much to Rob and Kara of the band Valley. Their latest album, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden, is available now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. And don't forget, all of our interviews and performances, well, like 99.9% of them, they're archived at worldcafe.org. Go and check them out there when you have a second. Now let's get into new music from Lauren Mayberry of the band Churches. From her debut solo album, here is Something in the Air.
emerging and established artists. This is World Cafe.
Something on
Leon Bridges, peaceful place.
KSDP 830 AM Soundpoint.
K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KOLD 91.9 FM Cold Bay.
KFPS 88.1 FM False Pass.
KKQA 88.1 FM Accutan, Alaska.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend such lonely nights. Oh, baby, lonely nights. Dreaming of a song, melody, memory. And I'm once again with you. When our love was new.